Okay, next one, Greg, G-R-E-G-G, Herbert, H-E-B-E-R-T, Herbert, Hey Bear, H-E-B-E-R-T, 511-23-9291, chief complaints, positive COVID, number one, number two, nausea, next one is back pain, next one is arm pain, next one is leg pain, next one is nausea, next one is vomiting, next one is diarrhea, next one is dizziness, next one is palpitation, next one is tachycardia, next one is this is my second COVID in the past 3 months, next number patient has never been vaccinated, but he developed COVID about 3 months ago. Then later on, he developed same symptoms, but this time he's having a lot of muscle ache, muscle pain, leg pain, abdominal pain, and other issues, period. In paragraph, Greg is a estimator, E-S-T-I-M-A-T-O-R, and has been reading about COVID, and he's concerned that he might have developed long COVID-19 symptoms. Allergy, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Medication. He did not take Paxlovid the first time. This time he went to an urgent care 2 days ago and was given Paxlovid, so he's on Paxlovid at this time. Review of system as above. He also feels like he has headaches, sinus problems, discolored sputum, facial pain, and a sinus infection on top of it. He's quite concerned that he may also have a bout of pneumonia. Family history, only diabetes, no cancer. COVID immunization, none. Review of system as above, 138 pounds, 98.4, 16, really? Okay, 80, 127 over 73. Heart puzzles from puzzles to lungs, few ronchi abdomen, generalized tenderness, neck, anterior chain lymph had not been neurological, non-focal skin, shows no rash, lower extremity, duodema. TM's red, facial tenderness noted over the maxillary sinuses. Number one, positive COVID-19. Number two, sinusitis. Number three, continue with Paxlovid. Number four, rocephinogram now. Next one's Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one's Ad-Z-Pack. Next one's Ad-Medrol dose pack. Next one's Ad-Phenigan DM. Next one's lots of liquid. Next one's, I believe he does have a sinus infection, which we're going to treat. Next number, second COVID in 4 months. Next number, add zinc. Next one is add vitamin D. Next one is add vitamin C. Next one is he's quite concerned about long COVID. For this reason, we looked at his legs, abdomen, carotid, and neck. He has no evidence of DVT or PVD. And the lower extremity or upper extremity are always also the same in face of symptoms of possible long COVID. Next number, we looked at his carotid in face of vertigo. And that was within normal limits. Next one, we looked at his abdomen. His abdomen was within normal limits. Has no gallstones. Next number, he does have a history of kidney stones, and I did see tiny stones in the renal pelvis. Next number, no hydronephrosis. Next number, renal Doppler study otherwise is within normal limits. Next number, prostate is within normal limits, but he does have some prostate symptoms, maybe related to his COVID-19. Next number. No evidence of abdominal aneurysm. Next one is carotid, shows no evidence of stenosis. Next one is echocardiogram, shows no regurgitation or heart or stenosis. He was told at one time he had a heart murmur, and that's why this was repeated today. Next one is for a patient to have blood work done. He states he did have some blood work done just 2 days ago. He hasn't received the results. Next one is bring those results to us for evaluation. Next one is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.